following broadcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello, and welcome to Working 24/8, a podcast show all about the life and legacy of NBA legend Kobe Bryant. Many of you know him as the man that dropped 81 points on the Toronto Raptors, or the guy that took over the Los Angeles Lakers, but there is a lot more to him than that. Kobe Bryant was a human being, someone who impacted the world, and I'm excited to share that side of him. Let's get right to it. Basketball superstar Kobe Bryant's unbelievable talent began to captivate audiences while he was still playing high school basketball. His phenomenal athleticism, self-confidence, and laser focus on becoming one of the greatest basketball players to grace an NBA court led him straight to the big leagues as a teenager. Bryant manifested his own destiny, leading the Los Angeles Lakers to a new era of domination as their shooting guard and bringing a unique approach to the game. He was nothing short of brilliant to watch, an enigmatic figure with a legendary work ethic and an unquenchable thirst and dedication for the game. He garnered accolades that most players would dream of. MVP awards, NBA championships, Olympic medals, and a place in basketball infamy alongside Michael Jordan and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Bryant was incredibly visible on the court with a 6'6" frame and impressive skills, but and outside the game, he often felt like a curious enigma. He did a bit of everything, from pursuing the streets of Disneyland to trying his hand at rapping to creating animated films and fantasy books. Bryant was a family man and eventually the father of four daughters who seemed to find both restlessness and content during his short retirement. It seems that there isn't much more to know about Kobe Bryant, but there's always a new way to look at his life and legacy. Here's some 25 facts from Kobe Bryant's life that you may not know. 1978, the birth and family structure. Kobe Bryant was born on August 23rd, 1978, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to Joe and Pamela Bryant. He was the youngest of three siblings and the only son born to his parents. His older siblings are Shariah and Shia, with whom he had a close relationship. The 1970s and 1980s, an NBA lineage. Bryant's path to NBA stardom was essentially his birthright. His father, Joe Jellybean Bryant, played for various teams in the league, starting in 1975, eventually moving overseas with six-year-old Kobe Bryant to play in Italy for several years. Bryant's middle name is Bean, and it's a derivative of his father's nickname. 1980s, basketball beginnings. In the documentary Kobe Bryant's Muse, the basketball legend spoke about his early relationship with basketball, which started around age three. While overseas, the game became his refuge from the pressures of constantly moving during his father's career. His maternal grandfather would send him videos of American basketball games, which Bryant said he would watch over and over again. This fostered his love for not only the game, but also for watching players like the Atlanta Hawks' John Battle and the LA Lakers' Magic Johnson, which informed his skill set and knowledge of basketball. 1996, a high school championship win. Bryant's family eventually moved back to the U.S., settling in the Philadelphia suburb of Lower Merion. He attended Lower Merion High School, where the young shooting guard developed his now iconic aggressive playing style and led his team to win the 1996 PIAA State Championship over Erie Cathedral Prep with a score of 48-43. He scored nearly 3,000 points during his career, and according to the school's website, became its most famous alumni with his jersey number 33 retired. 1996, straight to the NBA. On April 29th, 1996, Bryant announced he would skip college and go straight to the NBA to pursue his goal of becoming the best basketball player ever. It was a rare move for the time, with Bryant being only the sixth player to make the leap from high school to the big league. 1996, briefly a Charlotte Hornet. Bryant was drafted as the 13th pick by the Charlotte Hornets at age 17. 17 is a big deal. I remember being 17 going into my freshman year of college, and Kobe Bryant was just going to the league. Crazy to think about. However, in a deal previously worked out with the Los Angeles Lakers, he was traded after a week of being with the Hornets, and Hornets ended up picking up center Vlade Divac. Bryant's dreams of donning a Lakers uniform came true as a result, and he remained with the team throughout the duration of his career. Still in 1996, air balls to accuracy. Bryant's start in the NBA wasn't as stellar as his counterparts Allen Iverson and Ray Allen. He spent a lot of time on the bench with sporadic time on the court. And sitting on the bench is no fun at all. I can attest to it. In the 1996 Western Conference semifinals, with the game on the line, Bryant shot 4 air balls to the chagrin of his teammates and Lakers fans. He later recounted in his Muse documentary that when he got back to Los Angeles, he went to a nearby high school and spent the entire day shooting in the gym, and that's dedication. It was a defining moment that changed the trajectory of his career, with him coming out stronger the following season. Here we are, 1997, youngest slam dunk champ. In 1997, during Bryant's rookie year, he did make history as the youngest slam dunk champion ever. An 18-year-old Bryant put on a show with an incredible style, rhythm, attitude, and confidence to charm the judges against other competitors, including Ray Allen, Chris Carr, and Michael Finley. Pretty impressive despite his airball career he had. 1999, Bryant meets his future wife. Aww. Bryant's focus and first love were on improving his game in the league and gaining stardom here. However, it didn't stop him from making a small detour into rap music. And a lot of NBA players now are into rap music, like Lonzo Ball, Damian Lillard, and a lot of others that you would just be surprised. So Kobe Bryant was on a video set in 1999 when he met Vanessa Lane, an extra and high school student who would become his wife 2 years later. His decision to marry young caused a temporary rift between him and his family. I mean, I'm not surprised, but considering how Vanessa was the love of his life, it's a pretty awesome love story. In the 2000s, championship three-peat. Bryant's determination to be talked about in the same breath as Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson began to ring true when he led the Lakers to 3 straight NBA titles from 2000 to 2002. It was a feat that laid the foundation for his place in basketball history. Now, I remember this when I was younger. My parents gave me a t-shirt because we're Lakers fans, and the t-shirt said three-peat and had Kobe Bryant's face all over it. And I still have this t-shirt to this day. Really awesome t-shirt. But I remember the three-peat, not because I'm just a Laker fan, but because I have the shirt to prove it. 2003, Kobe Bryant becomes a father. Kobe Bryant and his wife Vanessa welcomed their first child, a daughter named Natalia, on January 19, 2003. He's a certified hashtag girl dad with 4 daughters, later adding Gianna, who's nicknamed Gigi, Bianca, and Capri, to the family in 2006, 2016, and 2019, respectively. Natalia became a high school volleyball player, while Gianna took after her father and played basketball. Now, that's some solid genes right there. I mean, having Kobe Bryant as a father, you better believe one of the kids has to be a stellar breakout athlete, right? We got a couple more minutes left, and we'll dive in for more facts about Kobe Bryant. So, let's take it back to 2003, which is the birth of the Black Mamba. Every Kobe fan knows his alter ego is the Black Mamba, but the moniker's roots have a deep emotional and intellectual significance in Bryant's life. He explains in Kobe Bryant's Muse that in 2003, he was being heavily ridiculed by the crowd and felt like his life was spiraling out of control. So, he created the Black Mamba to detach from that reality. Kobe has to deal with these issues, all the personal challenges. The Black Mamba steps on the court and does what he does. I'm destroying everybody that stepped on the court. 2003, partnership with Nike. Brand endorsements and top athletes go together like peanut butter and jelly. And Bryant's face and name are certainly recognizable and bankable. His lucrative professional partnership with Nike began back in 2003, and he released over a dozen signature shoes with the company. Kobe Bryant's estate and Vanessa Bryant made headlines in April of 2021, with a decision to not renew the contract after his passing. 2004, number 8 to number 24, hence the name Working 24-8, Kobe Bryant's two numbers, if you didn't know, which I'm surprised if you didn't know, considering if you're listening to this Kobe Bryant podcast, you might either know about him, be a fan, or you might not know about him and want to know more. So, Bryant wore two different numbers during his career with the Lakers, number 8 and number 24. The change to number 24 came after his teammate and right-hand man Shaquille O'Neal left the Lakers in 2004. He said the move from number 8 to number 24 was a distinct switch in eras. According to him, number 8 was about proving himself and rising to the top, and number 24 was the road to cementing his place as a legendary basketball player. And he most definitely did that. In 2006, the historic 81-point game. On January 22nd, 2006, Bryant led the Lakers to a 122-104 victory over the Toronto Raptors. Bryant dominated the court that night, scoring 81 points in the game. And at the time, it was the second highest scoring game in NBA history. In the 2000s and 2010s, the real MVP. It's no secret that Bryant gained many accolades during his years in the league. He may not have cared as much about being the most valuable player as he did winning championships, but that didn't stop him from earning the title multiple times. Overall, he was named the NBA All-Star MVP 4 times, the NBA Finals MVP twice, and the overall NBA MVP once. In 2013, Kobe Bryant tore his Achilles. Oh, so memorable. On April 12, 2013, Bryant tore his left Achilles tendon during a game against the Golden State Warriors, and many believe this injury would put the nail in the coffin for his career. But Bryant's lifelong determination to prove others wrong prevailed, with him returning to the court about 8 months later. 2016, Bryant's final game in retirement. Bryant's final game took place on April 13, 2016. He went out with a bang against the Utah Jazz, dropping 60 points and reminding everyone he could still dominate the game. Bryant's wife and children attended the game. I definitely remember that because not only is my dad a Utah Jazz fan, sorry dad, but I remember watching and just being in awe that Kobe Bryant dropped 60 points on his last game. It's crazy. In 2016, Kobe Bryant was honored with his own day. The city of Los Angeles declared August 24th, 824, a combination of Bryant's two jersey numbers, Kobe Bryant Day, in 2016 following his retirement. The commemoration, also known as Mamba Day, honors his legacy and profound impact on the game. The day falls one day after Kobe Bryant's B-Day. We'll skip forward to 2020 since we are running out of time. Kobe Bryant did die at the age of 41, as his life was cut short in a helicopter accident in Calabasas, California, on January 26, 2020. The legendary basketball player died alongside his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, and seven other people on board, including the pilot. The group was traveling to a basketball game at Mamba Sports Academy. Now, this podcast was filled with just probably the basic facts you might think about Kobe Bryant. But as the podcast goes week to week, we'll dive into more depth of Kobe Bryant's life and legacy alongside of his teammates and who played with him. And it's going to be a fun podcast. So I look forward to talking to you next week about the life and legacy of Kobe Bryant here on Working 24-8. Mamba out.